All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Monday. Let's get some energy going through these microphones, shall we? Exciting. David's got a... What, does that say God begotten? Wait, hold on. Stop. Now,
hold on a minute.
First of all, David, that's not even a word. You're making up a word into a verb.
He's doing him is what he's basically saying. That's basically what the hat is saying.
It is saying
God is
him.
Being God.
Okay,
he's him.
But Rico, as you're a very religious man like David. Now, what is your opinion on Jesus hype gear? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Where do I get a God begotten shirt or a hat for the tournament this week?
Can I beat Kenny in? I mean...
No, but Kenny, what I want to do is get a God begotten hat for you, but instead of the O in God, it's Campy's head. Would you wear it?
If you put like a little circle with the line through it, then yeah, I'm on board.
The Ghostbusters logo?
That's right.
All right.
Now the question is, do you know what his shirt means?
No, I ain't got a clue. Man, it's too much reading. That's a whole Sanskrit on there. I ain't going that route. All right, so we got to get into this, and yes, we'll mix in a little Lions, but something is wrong here. Something is not right. The vibe is off. And is it because MSU's no good and Michigan didn't make it? We have all these problems with NIL. Teams are opting out of the NIT. Not necessarily because they want to. A lot of these teams don't have enough players. Players, season's over. Peace. I'm out. But Rico had a point he made this morning. I want to start with this because we want to talk about the tournament in earnest.
Yeah.
I'm in a different place with the tournament than I've been in years past. But Michigan State got in. They are the centerpiece of, I don't want to say controversy because I don't think enough people care, but it's been a lot of debate. Wait, why are they seated there?
Mike, you may want to listen to the podcast because I can break down why they're seated there. Don't want to nerd out as you
five star zone wherever you get your podcasts.
But they're seated where they are. The Cliff Notes tournament committee does not watch the conference tournaments. They already have that already listed out. After Friday night, they're done. Anything that happens Saturday and Sunday doesn't matter unless somebody steals a bid. But I think when it comes to the tournament, why you and some other people aren't feeling the same way. Because you have such high expectations for Michigan State. They came in preseason number 4. You read how pretty and special they were going to be. Izzo saying, this is my best team ever. And they weren't. And they started off losing games to Duke and Arizona. You're thinking to yourself, okay, maybe there's a method to the madness. They'll get better. They didn't. They struggled through the Big Ten, finished 10-10. It was lackluster. And now... you and a lot of people were just like, you know what, just end this thing. Don't even go to the tournament. I don't want to see them in there. They made it. Not only did they make it, the tournament committee said they were the best 9 seed.
Which is nuts.
So they valued the team more than you do. I think it's gotten to the point, in order to enjoy this, you have to lower the expectation. You have to almost forgive this team for disappointing you all season long. Be willing to set it all aside and say, in the words of Russell Wilson, let's ride. Let's just start all over fresh.
What was the thing he said to Steeler fans? What was it, here we go or something?
Yeah, it was here we go. That's what we say there.
I'll tell you one thing. You need to invite Russ down to your barber shop. I don't know who cut his hair, but that was tough.
Well, he can just cut it off. I think he's done.
That was tough. That made Kevin Durant look like a full head of hair. That was something.
Wow.
Dude, Russ's hair was bad. Sorry. Let's refocus. Okay, so what you're asking me to do is something I'm not capable of.
Can you forgive this team for disappointing you all season long? Can you lower your expectation and just realize Michigan State is a coin flip team? Meaning, in every game they play, they're 50-50 chance of winning, 50-50 chance of losing. Think of the last time that they played a game that you said, absolutely, they're going to win this game. Hasn't happened all year. So, but at the beginning of the year, you were told they were special. They weren't special. They aren't special. But they're in now. They're going to play Mississippi State, possibly play North Carolina. Can you enjoy this? But the only way to enjoy it, Mike, can you and other Spartan fans forgive this team for disappointing you? 248-539-9797.
It's more than disappointment. Like I say, it's like you walked in and they were with the whole polo team at the same time. This isn't just a random mistake. I mean, this is, come on now. This is like walking in on your spouse and you find out they're a Coke dealer. You're like, wait a second, that's not what I signed up for.
See, I think it's more than that.
This team's trash.
I think as you walked in on them, but this isn't the first time.
Oh, dear God.
That
is, David is aghast.
It's happened before, and no. I'm going to be better next year. I'm going to be better next year. You know what? Give me one more year, and I'm going to prove to you I'm worth it. It's now the fourth year in a row. You're coming in as a low seed once again. You're going to be wearing the dark jerseys. That means that you underachieved again. You haven't been good since 2019.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You were promised something. You didn't get what you were promised. Can you put it past and just actually enjoy the turn for what it is? Or do you just sit there and hope that this thing is a mercy killing?
Yes.
And by 3 o'clock on Thursday,
yes,
you can then enjoy the tournament because MSU's not in it.
Yeah, I'm choice B. I admit it. I know it's a terrible thing to do when you go on the air and you tell your listeners that you're not into it. That's like the dumbest thing a radio host can do. But everyone knows how I feel about Michigan State. I think it's upon you, the audience, to tell me why I'm wrong. Or be brave enough just to admit I'm right. Step to the plate and admit that you don't hate your school and you don't hate Tom Izzo and you don't even hate these players as people. You hate the product. That you don't enjoy watching them play basketball for money. That's really what this is. Maybe if they weren't all making six figures, maybe I wouldn't care. Maybe the idea that bad players are making money that they don't deserve and I want to cut them midseason or trade them and I can't and I'm stuck with them knowing that somebody's paying them. Rico, I can't, but I think it's a great question. I think it's a great, I want to understand where State fans are. So do me a solid. Instead of crying that we never talk about Michigan State or we don't talk MSU hoops, how about you support an MF topic one time? Tell me why you are either excited or not excited for this. Because look, Rico nailed this. Years ago, it wouldn't matter where MSU got in. I would believe in my bones they had a shot to make a run. I'd believe, like the year they walked in and played Florida, it was a 10-7 game. Mm-hmm. The proof is there, but I have no faith in it. Rico, they drew a team. This Thursday, you go watch it. I'll do the show. It's going to be a fight to 50. It boils down to the baseline. I don't enjoy watching them play basketball for money. Full stop. It's bad.
Here's why I'll watch them. Because I've lowered the bar.
I've accepted who they are. You're just that. When it comes to the tournament, like it or not, as a lower seed, they win 65% of their games, which means they're the underdogs or they're the seed that they're not supposed to win. And that's one of the, that's how he got that whole moniker of Mr. March, because when you count them out, they actually go out there and start knocking off teams. It's when they're that number one seed, that's when you worry, because they seem like they always get upset. Or when they're that team that's in the spotlight, that darling pick, that's when they lose.
Maybe the question is, David, maybe we do, it's a type of fan question. Like, I'm not capable of doing what Rico's doing. That doesn't mean he's wrong. He's not wrong. I can't do that. Lower this. No, as Clemson football once said, the standard is the standard. Mm-hmm. The standard at MSU is win the Big Ten, win the Big Ten tourney, make Final Four. I can't sit here and go 19-14, Man, we've been lowering the bar for half a decade now.
Oh, no, we have. But like you said, you can't make a trade. You can't bring in free agents. So this product, it ain't going to get any better this year.
I know, and
so
that's
either
why
you
just want it done.
So either you just accept it and you eat the meal. It's a substandard meal. It's pizza. It ain't the greatest, but you'll eat it.
It's almost like if they won, I'd resent them. Like, why would you do this to me?
Wait. So they make the Final Four. They go on a magical run.
I'm opening up Mocha Joe's. I'd be like, why did you do this to us? Why did you put us through six months of pain only to do this?
So they're in Phoenix for the Final Four, and you're going to pull full spite like Kenny.
That's the most backward sports logic of all time.
Kenny.
They're winning games.
All of
F
Detroit.
Them.
All of Detroit, I want you to know I'm effed up. I get it. I'm saying it has been so bad all year. It has been so disappointing and hurtful and frustrating that then all of a sudden, like after you break up, they turn into this perfect person, and now they're off with someone new.
I'll tell you,
I'm not happy for you.
Maddie Sissoko is climbing the ladder to cut down the nets in L.A.
I'd want to kick the ladder out.
And here comes Mike with a chair drop.
I hate to see what happens if the Red Wings somehow back into a playoff spot. You're like, ah, forget this team. I hope they lose.
No, but it's
4-game sweep. Get out of here.
Nobody expected the Wings to be the best Red Wing team ever. This was supposed to be Tom's best team in minimum a decade. Minimum since, the 15 team. But you get my point. It just, there's something about, like, I resent them for how awful they are.
No, you're exactly right, Mike. Oh, now you know how to cook, and now you know how to pay your own bills. You do this now.
So now you actually went to the gym and worked out and dropped 15. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't know. I have a hard time being happy for them right now. They've made me miserable all year.
David, I secretly want this to happen now. I do. I just want to watch this back of saying, okay, Mike.
Like, I would sit there
me
in
and you,
disbelief.
Let's go to Phoenix and do the show live from Radio Row.
Right. From a Spike store.
And here's Tom. Why did you do this to me?
Right. What? Why? You were no good. You were rotten. This relationship was horrible. Why are you perfect now? No. Nah. Don't tell me you're going to rebound for your new boyfriend. Where were you for me? You didn't hedge any screens with me. Why would you do this for him? Like, Maddie all of a sudden is hitting step back threes against Armando Bacot. I'm going to be like, no, no, no.
Cohen Carr becomes Steph Curry.
Killer crossover like Tim Hardaway. I'm going, wait a minute. The last time I saw you, you were dribbling a ball off your sack. You can't do that. No. 248-539-9797. That's where we're starting the week. Rico says you have to lower the bar and forgive in order to enjoy Michigan State's tournament appearance. I'm not capable. Maybe I'm a mess.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.